Now, tonight's service is going to be different from most Sunday night services, and so we're going to do a lot of singing. We're going to have scripture reading. John says in John chapter 20, he says, these things are written that you might believe. And so what we're going to do tonight is to look at selected verses from John, and we're going to sing songs that reflect the thought of these verses. Now, there's one thought from each chapter, so time-wise, I'm going to do everything I can to watch the time. We may just have to put the brakes on right here at the end some way. But all we're going to do is just sing a verse, have a scripture reading, and then we're going to sing a song together based on that. Now, here's the whole concept. John is trying to build our faith in Jesus. So whenever we leave here tonight, we need to have an appreciation of all the various aspects of the nature of Jesus, and we're going to take one thought from each chapter. For example, in chapter 1, we're going to talk about that Jesus is the source of grace and truth. And let's listen now as the Word of God is read to us.
Chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ."
Jesus, the source of grace and truth. Let's sing about it. I know not why God's wondrous grace to Chapter 2, John talks about the fact that records the words of Jesus about the very resurrection of Jesus.
Verses 19 through 22. Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then the Jews said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said.
In 3 days, I will raise it up. Death cannot keep his prey. Jesus, my Savior, he tore the bars off. Chapter 3, he is the one who taught us about the new birth.
Verses 1 through 5. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and right. The master gave answer in words true and plain, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I verily, verily say to thee, ye must be born again. Let's sing it again. A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and light. The master made answer in word true and plain, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I verily, verily say to thee, ye must be born again. Jesus is the source of every blessing.
Verses 13 and 14. Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
O thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee, may I still thy goodness prove. While the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love. Jesus is the one who gives sight to all mankind.
Verses 1 through 9. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been had that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? The sick man answered him, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps before me. Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath.
Jesus not only gave sight to the blind, but he helped all those others who were infirm. I believe in the words of the Bible, how he made the poor blind man to see. I believe that the deaf ears were open, and I believe he's made a difference in me. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that is the answer for me. Jesus is the bread of life.
They said to him, "Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Verse 32. Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Lord, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst."
Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me, as thou didst break the loaves beside the sea. The sacred page, I seek thee, Lord. My spirit pants for thee, O living Word. Bless thou the truth, dear Lord, to me, as thou didst bless the bread by Galilee, then shall all bondage cease, all fetters fall, and I shall find my peace, my all in all. Jesus is the worker of miracles. And it's those very miracles that help us understand why we can believe in him.
Verse 31. And many of the people believed in him and said, "When the Christ comes, will he do more signs than these which this man has done?"
I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe they still tell of thee. I believe that he walked on the water. And I believe that he's the answer for me. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that he's the answer for me. I believe that he spoke to dead Lazarus, and he said, "Unbind and set free." I believe that he reigns up in heaven. And I believe that he's the answer again. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that he's the answer for me. Jesus is the one who gives us freedom.
Verses 32 through 36. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed."
Out of my bonded sorrow and I, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come. Into thy freedom, gladness, and light, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of my sickness into thy health, out of my want and into thy wealth, out of my sin and into thyself, Jesus, I come to thee. Jesus is the light of the world.
Verses 1 through 5. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world."
Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light, in him is no darkness. Ever I'm walking close to his light. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises. Jesus is mine. Jesus is the good shepherd.
Verses 9 through 11. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
Jesus, the loving shepherd, calleth thee now to come into the fold of safety, where there is rest and room. Come in the strength of manhood, come in the morn of youth.
Enter the fold of safety, enter the way of truth. Lovingly, tenderly calling is he, wanderer, wanderer, come unto me. Patiently waiting there, standing I see. Jesus, my shepherd divine.
There's no such word, I think, as resurrector, but that's what he is. He is the one who raises individuals from the dead.
Verses 21 through 26. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
Do you believe this? When the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall arise and the splendors immortal shall envelop the sky, when the angel of death shall no longer destroy and the dead shall awaken in the morning of joy. In the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to glory. In the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to glory. In the morning of joy, Jesus is the King.
Verses 12 through 13. The next day a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they had heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel.
Oh, worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing his wonderful love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilion in splendor and girded with praise.
But he's not only a king, he's a humble servant.
Verses 1 through 5. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
Jesus, meek and gentle, Son of God, Most High, pitying, loving Savior, hear thy children's cry.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Thou art the way to thee alone. From sin and death we flee, and he who would the Father seek must seek him, Lord, by
Jesus is the vine, and we're the branches.
Verses 1 through 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
I am the vine, and ye are the branches. Bear precious fruit for Jesus today.
Let's start all over. Let's hang on a minute.
I am the vine, and ye are the branches. Bear precious fruit for Jesus today. Branches in him no fruit ever bearing. Jesus has said he taketh away. I am the vine and ye are the branches. I am the vine, be faithful and true. Ask what ye will, your prayer shall be granted. The Father loved me, so I have loved you.
Jesus is the avenue of prayer.
Verses 23 through 27. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer.
Jesus is the one who brings unity.
Verses 20 through 23. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me.
A common love for each other, a common gift to the Savior, a common bond holding us to the Lord. A common strength when we're weary, a common hope for tomorrow, a common joy in the truth of God's Word.
Jesus is the one who came to establish the kingdom.
Verses 33 through 37. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priest have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I shall bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice."
I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thine abode, the church our blessed Redeemer saved with his own precious blood. Dear as the apple of thine eye, and graven on thy hand.
Jesus, though he was our Savior, was abused.
Verses 1 through 6. So then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe. Then they said, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they struck him with their hands. Pilate then went out again and said to them, "Behold, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." Then Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." Therefore, when the chief priests and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "You take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him."
They tried my Lord and Master with no one to defend. Within the halls of Pilate he stood without a friend. "I'll be a friend to Jesus, my life for him I'll live. I'll be a friend us until my years shall end.
But Jesus was raised from the dead and made his appearances to those around him.
Verses 12 through 17. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God."
Many are not aware of the background of this song. It was written after someone had preached a sermon just about these very words that we've heard read. The very thoughts of Mary's heart when she came to the garden and heard the voice of Jesus.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
But Jesus did not just appear to Mary. He appeared to all of those disciples. And how it must have thrilled their hearts and their lives and their souls whenever they heard his voice and saw him again and again, not once, not twice, but even three times or more.
Verses 12 through 14. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead.
We saw thee not when thou didst come to this poor world of sin and death, nor yet beheld thy cottage home in that despised Nazareth. But we believe thy footsteps trod its streets and plains, thou Son of God. But we believe thy footsteps trod its streets and plains, thou Son of God.
And that's the book of John in song and scripture. John says, you read these things and you'll become a believer. For you see, without faith, it's impossible to please him, Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says. And so we read these stories and our faith is made strong. And the last step of our salvation is being full of faith until we die. But because we believe in him, we make up our mind to follow him. And you may have made up your mind tonight. Perhaps the words of the scriptures and the words of these songs so beautifully hymned together have convicted you of the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. And right now you're ready to commit your life to him. You can confess your faith in Jesus. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 says, if you'll do it, you'll be saved. And then you can be born of water and of the Spirit. Be baptized in water this very night. Jesus said, except a man do this, he'll not enter the kingdom. You need to be baptized, and you could do that this very night. He'll add you to the church, to his family, to his kingdom. And then he says, now you do your best. Be faithful unto death, and I'll give thee the crown of life. If you need to respond to the invitation of Jesus, won't you do so by coming to the front as together we stand and sing. Will you come?